Imagine living in a country where the color of your skin entitles you to nothing but the worst of everything. Living in the worst parts of the country, receiving the worst social amenities, and facing constant oppression. This is the world into which Nelson Madiba Mandela was born in 1918. And this was the world he left indelibly changed for the better at the end of his life's journey. Apartheid was a legally entrenched system of racial segregation implemented in South Africa, which gave few legal or human rights to the country's non-white citizens, and black Africans in particular. Exposed to strong anti-apartheid sentiments from an early age, Nelson Mandela grew to develop an intense sense of duty to help restore the rights and freedoms of his fellow Africans. He joined the primary black political party, the African National Congress, ANC, in his early 20s and began lobbying against the government's racist policies. In 1944, he helped form the ANC Youth League and for several years directed non-violent acts of defiance such as strikes and work stoppages. Utilizing his background in law, he also co-founded a law firm to provide low-cost legal counsel to unrepresented blacks.
He leaves a continent that is truly proud to call him an African. He leaves the people of the world who embraced him as their own beloved icon. Most importantly, he leaves behind a deeply entrenched legacy of freedom, human rights, and democracy.
South African President Jacob Zuma speaking at a memorial service in honor of the late Nelson Mandela. In 1961, the ANC began armed resistance, with Mandela going underground to lead its paramilitary wing, Umkhonto weSizwe, or MK for short. MK staged several acts of sabotage, seeking as much as possible to avoid violence and loss of life. After sneaking out of the country to drum up support and funding for the ANC, Mandela was arrested in 1962 while trying to re-enter South Africa. He was subsequently sentenced to 5 years imprisonment. A month after his imprisonment, Mandela and 10 other senior ANC members were brought up on charges of trying to overthrow the government. Certain that he would be convicted, Mandela used the trial to denounce apartheid, proclaiming that he was willing to die to see South Africa become a democratic and free society. Mandela and the others were sentenced to life imprisonment in June 1964.
In the arc of his life, we see a man who earned his place in history through struggle and shrewdness and persistence and faith. He tells us what is possible, not just in the pages of history books, but in our own lives as well.
United States President Barack Obama paying tribute to the late Nelson Mandela. Under increased international pressure and faced with continuous acts of violence from resistance groups, then South African Prime Minister F.W. de Klerk decided to free Nelson Mandela some 27 years after his conviction. By that time an internationally recognized freedom fighter, Mandela took his first steps as a free man on February 11, 1990. After his release, he began negotiating with the government towards introducing democratic majority rule in South Africa. In 1992, he and de Klerk agreed to the staging of a general election under universal adult suffrage. The election was held on April 27, 1994, and the ANC was victorious. Mandela, who had been president of the ANC since 1991, was sworn in as the first black leader of Democratic South Africa on May 10, 1994. In a move which has served to further augment his reputation as a true humanitarian, Mandela began his presidency by seeking to defuse tensions between blacks and whites. Most notably, Mandela met with senior apartheid figures and oversaw the staging of a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to investigate crimes committed under apartheid by both the government and the ANC. Forgiveness and reconciliation were the watchwords of both experiences. By the end of his term, Mandela had brought South Africa in leaps and bounds to an improved state of racial unity, so much so that he was and continues to be heralded by the people as the father of the nation. The people of Jamaica honor and treasure the contribution of Nelson Mandela to world unity and the ideal of the inherent human dignity of all people. Okay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.